His trigger released. As it released, he could see the sights, lined perfectly, with the front sight resting at the top of the would-be assassin's rib cage. Clay could hear the bullet slap home, and dust burped off the middle of the man's vest. The rifle flew outward from his hands as both of them went to his belly, and he stumbled backward. The man's face, the face of Dixie, raised to look up at Clay, and then he went to his knees. He sat there like that, on his lower legs, holding his belly, and looking back and forth from Clay to his hands. Clay had taken off running down the slope, and as he looked over toward where Natalie should be, he couldn't see her anymore. He glimpsed one of the sheds and raced for it, trying to get out of the open as fast as he could. He had almost made it when a shot rang out. He felt his hand jerk and felt himself thrown off balance. He veered to one side, still clutching the rifle, but knowing something was bad wrong. Was he wounded? Was his rifle damaged? He didn't even have time to look. Hawkins cleared the front corner of the house, and he stood there with his pistol leveled. He fired as Clay raised the rifle, but he fired too quickly and missed. Clay went to draw back the hammer of the rifle. And then he knew what was wrong. The hammer was bent clear over to one side. He looked down to see that Hawkins' first shot had hit the rifle exactly in the middle of the hammer, which was what had knocked him off balance. The hammer was so twisted there was no way it would ever detonate another shot. Clay threw the rifle aside and started to reach for the pistol in his cross-draw holster. But the bore of Hawkins' pistol was lined up on his chest. Both men froze. "You're a dead man, Clay Logan. It's been a long time coming."